All right, we're taking your phone calls all day today on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We want to know how you feel. Our listeners, we know you have something on your hearts and on your mind, so call us and let us know.
Yes.
At 877, yeah, 29 Steve. Go ahead, Jay.
I want to thank y'all, because you all put the voice out for the 2020 election. I mean, you all got people out to vote. I mean, it was you and our other syndicated morning shows, but you all really helped push out the message to vote. And I really, really want to thank y'all so much for that, because we got Agent 45 out of the White House, and now we see a new day in America. So I just want to say thank y'all so much for that.
And you're welcome, too, because
still got a vote.
It was a very concerted effort on the Steve Harvey Morning Show part. We made an effort, and the team put together a lot of work producing these shows to make sure we got out to vote. And then I'm going to just be real with you. I got on the phone with Ricky Smiley and D.L. Hughley, who are frat brothers. And I said, look, brothers, we got to unite in this one right here. And they all agreed. And so we got together, and we turned out vote like never before. And now we are voting block, and we'll never go back to not being a voting block. So Governor Kemp, that passed this racist law, this voter suppression act that he put together in Georgia, the next time your name on the ballot, you gone. Promise you.
Bye-bye.
No.
Thank you, Jay, from Birmingham. We appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Columbus, Ohio, and talk to Monica, Steve.
Monica?
Hi, how are you?
614.
That's right. Well, thank you for having me on here. I just was, like everybody else, watching the verdict, and I was very pleased for what we saw. I just think at the end of the day, also, there was no way to not find him guilty when you actually watch the video over and over again, seeing a man put his knee on a black man's neck for 9 minutes and just have him, like, have the life taken out of him. When the prosecutor had said it was just as simple as a 9-year-old understanding that, I mean, for me, that was it. There was no way to, you know, get past that. I'm very glad that, you know, his family found justice for what happened to him. I also think that had he had died in the police vehicle, I think the outcome would have been a little bit different. I think they would have found a way to scapegoat his, you know, guilty sentence. So I think, like I said, at the end of the day, what really got it was, like, we watched that video over and over again of a man getting his life taken away by the force of a knee.
Exactly. The life out of him.
Right.
I hate it that it had to happen.
Right.
But it happened. This brother did not die in vain.
No, he didn't.
Thank God.
He left a mark, an incredible mark in the history of this nation. Because I'm telling you, man, I'm 64 years old. I ain't really seen this. A police officer guilty on all counts.
Right.
Murdering a black person. It may have happened somewhere. I ain't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
877-29, Steve. Let's go, Steve.
All right, it's time for national news, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you, and let us go. 45-year-old Derek Chauvin spent the night in a Minneapolis lockup. His bail immediately revoked yesterday after he officially became a killer cop.
Count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, guilty. Count two, third-degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. Count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, guilty. Are these your verdicts? So say you one, so say you all.
Yes.
All the charges against him would bring a total of 75 years in prison if the judge decided to slap the maximums on him and let them run consecutively. However, since Chauvin has no criminal record, he could also get away with serving only 12 years behind bars, so we will see. In the meantime, Chauvin's to be sentenced 8 weeks from now. His lawyer is most certainly going to attempt to appeal. But as the president says, George Floyd's murder last May 25th sparked protests against racism and police brutality, not just in the U.S., but in cities all over the world.
It was a murder. murder in full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see. Profound fear and trauma that black and brown Americans experience every single day. And such a verdict is much too rare. In order to deliver real change and reform, we must ensure that black and brown people, or anyone, don't fear the interactions with law enforcement. Confronting head-on systemic racism and the racial disparities that exist in policing and in our criminal justice system more broadly.
And Vice President Harris was still in the Congress, you may remember, when George Floyd was killed, and she co-sponsored a special bill.
Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. This bill would hold law enforcement accountable. The President and I will continue to urge the Senate to pass this legislation. Black Americans, and black men in particular, have been treated throughout the course of our history as less than human. Black men are fathers and brothers and sons and uncles and grandfathers. Their lives must be valued.
And of course, the case is not over. There are three other fired Minneapolis cops yet to go on trial for aiding and abetting Derek Chauvin as he strangled George Floyd to death. Just a reminder, folks, about how rare this is. The Minneapolis police initially described George Floyd's death as a result of a medical incident that took place during a police interaction. There was no mention of a knee or anything. In fact, the Minneapolis police issued a press release right after that, stating that Floyd had physically resisted arrest and appeared to be under the influence, unquote. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.